monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs, duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ben Eskin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thank you very much, Steve. Ben, did you know they got a dog movie theater in the Metroplex?
What? For dogs, just to go watch dog movies?
Yeah, so there's a place called Canine Cinemas in Plano that has opened up, in which you can take your dog to the movie theater.
What the hell?
Now, the tickets are $5 for dogs,
what?
$9 for kids, $12.50 for adults. There are a few rules. You have to clean up after your pet, obviously, and you have to bring papers proving that they're up to date on all their shots. But they've got in there for you. They've got a lot of great deals, including bottomless wine night, free unlimited wine if you want to bring your dog in. So basically, it's pretty awesome. CanineCinemas.com is the website.
Is it awesome?
I mean, you know that I'm not a dog person, so like,
are you not a dog person? Are you a person?
Never been a huge fan.
Have you ever had a quality cuddle with a dog?
Absolutely. By the way, hold not. On. I think Shippy, they stink.
Pull the music down for a second.
We're on remote. It won't work.
Have you ever had a quality cuddle with a dog?
You know what? I'll make it work,
right,
actually.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
How old does your dog have to be to drink wine?
Let me be honest with you about something,
you
Kevin.
You drink wine.
If that is your real name. I hate my dogs. My dogs are a real pain in the butt. They bark at everybody who walks by. One of them has this peeing problem where it just pees out of nowhere. They break into our pantry and eat all of our Hawaiian rolls. I mean, they love to get into the trash.
Awful.
They bark. They jump on everyone. They tackle people. They're huge. One of them's huge. But, man, I'll cuddle with those dogs. I posted, by the way, this segment also brought to you by my Instagram account.
Okay.
Big Ben Rogers on Instagram. Only have 4 followers, so give it a follow. But I posted a picture cuddling with my dogs yesterday. As much as I dislike my own dogs, I still love those dogs. I think you just haven't ever snuggled with a dog.
Well, you're a guy who likes bad movies, so why don't you go to the Canine Cinemas with both your dogs? Because the third rule, besides you bringing your papers with the pet's vet's signature on it, is maximum 2 dogs per human.
What? So people are taking 2 dogs in there?
You can take Barkley and Rico. What's
what
that,
a beating.
What's the other one's name?
What?
Rico.
Rocky.
Rocco. Yeah, I know this goes.
Rocco.
Barkley
yeah,
and Rocco.
Rocco.
You can take
Rico
them to the movie
Rico.
Theater and you can
yeah.
watch a movie.
Dude, listen. I go to the movie theaters to escape my dogs, and I don't want to go there to run into you and your dogs.
I won't
dogs,
be there.
I'm just saying, whoever wants to take their... Why... People want to take their dogs everywhere.
I don't have any dogs either.
If it's not a service dog and it's just your dog, do you really need to take that dog into a restaurant? Do you need to take that dog bowling? Do you need to go to the movie theater with your dog? Why? Get away from your damn dog for a minute. You don't have to take that dog barking and pooping all over everyone while they're trying to enjoy the new Keanu Reeves movie.
Well, here's a couple things that I found out. They do provide treats for your dogs.
Yes.
And they have, like, you know, cushions and things like that for your dog. You do have to clean up for it. But they don't show any new film releases. So they have just old movies.
Oh, yeah.
But they also have themed nights like karaoke margarita night.
They show an Air Bud.
Which two of my favorite things are karaoke and margarita.
That's
and
true.
And bring your dog to church night. I guess they'll have like a random dog pastor.
Dogs, look, this raises the question. I've always wanted to know this. And I want to know this from somebody who's you know, very high up. In the religion game, do pets go to heaven? Or do they go to a separate... And actually, Shippy, turn the music down. Bring the music down. Do pets go to heaven? I want to know that. If pets go... Do they go to their own heaven? Or do they come up to our heaven? Because if they're in our heaven, my idea of our heaven is it's awesome and it's perfect. And so if you step in dog poop in heaven, is it perfect?
Well, you know that I'm a big believer in separating church and pet. So, like... I think they go to a different.
Do you
heaven.
Now? Do they? Who cleans up their poop in their dog heaven?
Well, there is
or,
no poop
I don't
in
think
heaven.
Poop, yeah.
What do you mean?
There's Heaven's
none?
Perfect. There's nothing, right?
So, but,
isn't that what we've been led to believe?
But if you go to heaven and you're enjoying like a fine steak, you're saying it just dissolves inside. You're in your perfect shape
yeah.
and a perfect age at all
oh,
times,
yeah,
and
you're
it just
ripped,
goes away.
Abs.
Okay.
Do you guys
yeah.
never see All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Okay, that's right. That is a movie.
I don't know
title.
About cats though.
Animated.
Interesting.
So it doesn't count.
Okay, so if all if
what do you mean it doesn't
if
count?
Pets go to heaven, what if somebody has a pet rattlesnake?
That's what I'm saying. You can't let the snake, the devil's animal, into heaven.
Right? That was a test question for you, Kevin.
But like,
I'm going to go with C.
You can't even go to a
cockatoo, you know?
You that's can't
kind of
even,
annoying.
Or two?
No, a cockatoo, the animal.
Hey, you can't even go to church.
Not a rooster or two.
You can't even go. Yeah, I thought you were talking multiple roosters. You can't go to church without your dog. I need everyone to know I have a dog. I'm taking my dog to church with me. Everyone's got to know I'm a dog person. Look, I've got a dog. It's my number one sidekick. I've got to take my dog to the gun range. I'm teaching him how to use a small 22. He's amazing on that. You can do stuff without your dog.
He's man's best friend. I've always said that.
The movie thing, I think, is big for the Instagram. People wanting to know that's a problem. I took a picture of the dog. And my dog's got a movie ticket in his mouth.
Love dogs. All right? Before you come at me, I love dogs. I just hate my particular dogs that I love snuggling with. I've always had dogs. I support dogs. But I also support my time away from dogs. And I don't want to have, during my time away from my dogs, I don't want to be around your dogs.
Do you think they like milk duds?
Can you turn the music down?
Then they would be milk dogs.
Ask that question.
Do you think they like milk duds?
Of course they do. They'll eat anything.
Wait, can you ask it and say, do you guys think dogs like milk duds?
You guys think dogs like milk duds?
I bet they do. Yeah, my dogs eat Hawaiian rolls, dude.
They'll eat anything.
Yeah.
They love Hawaii.
Slurp it up.
Yeah.
Gay camping.
Slurp.
What?
What?
This is how you're going to spend your vacation?
Maurice is 26. He's camping with his boyfriend. And he shot his boyfriend.
Oh.
Are they hunting?
No, they're just out camping.
Was this Dick Cheney?
No, he shot the boyfriend, but he told officials that he was aiming at a bear. It turns out his story began to fall apart.
Well, was the bear armed?
there wasn't a bear.
Well, you got a right to bear arms.
Well, I guess one of them.
Oh!
I guess one of them could have been a bear.
How do you know the bear didn't flee the scene and then throw the gun in the river or something?
I think the bear was his gay boyfriend.
Oh,
and he was the otter.
He's wearing a bear costume.
Did you say La Bear?
Yeah. What is going on?
The bear.
I'm
bear
confused.
Style.
And he was the otter.
So what happened, Kevin?
Oh, he just shot his boyfriend, but when officials were out there, he was like, oh, yeah, I was aiming at a bear, and he just walked in front of the bullet. That's
okay,
not what happened.
What is the guy who got shot? Did he also see the bear and say, hey, thanks for trying to shoot that bear? Sorry.
No, he told officials there were no bear.
Oh, okay, so he got shot one time and lived?
Yeah, hey, just got in a good little argument out there camping. We saw this in Brokeback Mountain. They fought in that movie. Same type of thing.
Wow, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was going to watch that tonight. Okay, so if you're going to shoot someone, and I don't advocate this, but if you're gay camping and you're going to shoot your boyfriend, and I guess you shoot him once and then you don't finish the job, because if your theory of, hey, I was trying to shoot a bear, you could fire multiple shots at the bear, right?
Yeah, we need a bear. That's a part of the evidence.
You don't need a bear. You just missed the bear.
I need paw prints.
You scared the bear away.
I need paw prints.
It was real far away.
He probably covered his tracks.
Nah, that's the problem with this story. He said that he was walking on the trail with his on-again, off-again boyfriend when they saw a black bear.
Bareback?
He said the guy who got shot started running toward him with the bear behind him.
That's a freaky scene.
But the guy who got shot is like, dude, there was no bear.
That bear didn't want to be tied into this whole story, so that bear got the hell out of there.
That bear did.
That'd be a bad look
there.
For bears. Got a family at home.
That's why it's kind of they're called that.
On the down low.
You know? At least the hairy ones are called that.
Hey, Ben. Hi, Bear.
Hey, Bear.
Yeah, they call
Great Bear Grills.
Bear Grinder Grills.
Oh,
bear grills.
Hey, I don't have your email address, though, Bear, so I don't know how. We can't talk to you right now.
If I give you my email address, will you promise never to share it?
I swear to God, I'll never swear it.
Share you're
it.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're the best, man.
Well, Ben got the whole nine yards with it.
All 9 yards, Ben.
Let's not share the details.
We need one more for a first down.
Let's not share the
So that's around the wildlife.
They removed one of his buttocks in the end.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Whose?